What in all the years then, Clarence, what was your general opinion of the management over all the years that you worked there, Clarence? Were they a good company to work for? Or?
Yes, it was a good company to work for. Some of the senior managements were basically, I think, working a time out. They weren't particularly interested. They just kept they kept the ship going. But I think it was underinvestment more than anything else that caused Fielding to finish. And perhaps Jim Field, I may be wrong, Jim Fielding's son, though he was an apprentice there, he wasn't interested in engineering. And I think he ended up as something to do with television in Canada at one time. But then, of course, Fielding's joined with Redmond Heenan. And the old man Redmond was a belt and braces engineer. He didn't have any head for figures, but he brought in a lot of accountants, people come in from like Marks and Sparks and places like that, and all they were interested in making a profit. But you could not make big profits on capital plant. They weren't interested in a 10% profit over a two-year delivery. They just didn't want the work. And eventually we fell out of the big stuff. Overheads were too big to get into the smaller sections, the smaller stuff, and it dropped off, and we had redundancies and redundancies. And eventually Heenan's, or Redmond's at that time, wanted to close Fielding's down. And they put a man in, Harrison, as managing director to close the company down. But fate stepped in, and the chairman of Heenan's died. And a new chairman was appointed, and Harrison was out on the limb. But he eventually he bought a management buyout. And I decided I would leave the company at that particular date over a particular incident on a press for Hungary, which I'd been working on. Well, this press for Hungary, it was a small extrusion press. And we used to have a man at Fielding's called Alan Castle, who'd worked at Ranshofen in Austria. And Ranshofen is quite on the Hungarian border. And they were in a Hungarian aluminium plant, the other side. And they were interchange of personnel. And they knew Castle. And they found out that Castle came to Fielding's. And they wrote to Fielding's if we were interested in supplying a press for experimental purposes, a 350-ton extrusion press. We quoted for this 350-ton extrusion press. I went out to Hungary. And they wanted to supply their own motors and starters, which they could do because they make motors and starters themselves, quite good ones out there. And they wanted to supply the oil tank. And I said, yeah, it's okay. So I came back and I repriced the job. Well, the way they did prices, it wasn't profit, it was contribution and everything else. And the contribution, because I took a lot of capital out of it in motors and starters and that, had dropped. And Harrison just didn't want this at all. So when we quoted for a 350-ton extrusion press at I think it was about £400,000 or something of that order, from what my memory is, by taking the motors and starters out, I got it down to about £340,000, £350,000, something like that. But the contribution was down, and Harrison would not accept this. He wanted the contribution put back to what it was. Well, by going through the figures again, it went up to £440,000. So it was. I said, well, you can't re-quote that again. It's like buying a car with no seats in and paying more for it. But he wanted it done, and it was sent. There was a voluntary redundancy going on at that time, and I took advantage of it and got out. Now, I went to another company, Mechanage, but later on, 4 or 5 years later, another fellow, Brian Taylor, who used to assist me with doing some specifications, joined Mechanage, and I asked him about this job. And he said, oh, yeah, it was quoted. I said, did you hear any more about it? He said, no, we never heard no more about it. And I said, no, I don't think you did. And eventually the company then, I'm not certain what actually happened to it. It went on to, it had different ways, went into other companies, and unfortunately it's now extinct.